der Digital Insurance Podcast. Seit 2020 die Nummer 1 für Strategie und Innovation in der Versicherungswirtschaft. Und ich bin Jonas Pieler. Als Entscheidungsträger in der Versicherungsbranche hast du mit Personalengpässen und zyklischen Rückständen zu kämpfen. Scali Insurance Operations stellt seit 20 Jahren Experten für alle Versicherungssparten zur Verfügung. Schnell verfügbar und flexibel skalierbar. Jetzt ein Angebot einholen unter www.scali.insure. Today ist die Vertriebs-AI für die Versicherungsbranche. Today dokumentiert deine Beratung, coacht dich und spart dir 5 Stunden Zeit pro Woche. Besuche jetzt www.usetoday.io und teste mit dem Code Jonas Today 2 Monate kostenfrei.
Hi, I'm Alex, and today it's my turn to talk to you about a topic that is close to my heart. The topic I'm going to talk about is artificial intelligence. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, AI shouldn't be anything new for you. However, I asked myself the following questions. How will AI impact the workspace? What are the benefits of AI? What are the threats of AI? And of course, how will AI shape not just the future at some point theoretically, but how will it impact the future, our future, in the next couple of years, specifically in the workspace? I brought an expert along with me to discuss some of the questions with. Her name is Asha Jay. She is the CEO and founder of Incorporate, and an AI and blockchain expert. So, you might ask yourself, what qualifies me specifically to give my 2 cents on AI, just like every other person has done in and around you in your bubble? Same with me as well. So, I used to be the CEO of a company that produced AI algorithms for larger German automobile manufacturers. So thus, AI is a topic that I actually know quite a lot about and that is close to my heart. So let's start by Googling AI. It's one of the simplest things you can do. So one of the first things that pop up when you Google AI in the workspace is the trend topic of AI process automation. Everyone knows it. Oftentimes, these are simple scripts or RPA tools that, I don't know, scan emails or letters or invoices via IDP or OCR, which is intelligent document processing, or optical character recognition. And they then feed the data into a database and then perform simple tasks on it. This will, in and of itself, provide a massive boost to efficiency in the workspace and also specifically for the insurance industry, at least in my opinion, and also in Asha Jay's opinion. So this is what she has to say on the topic.
The biggest potential of AI in the insurance industry and in the world of business is in regards to operations. It makes it leaner and more cost-effective. And this is something that the insurance industry has not done in over a decade, because it's still about people having to go through large mountains of paperwork manually. AI improves system efficiency. It does the grunt work faster, more agnostically, and in a less error-prone manner. This prioritizes productivity. The first thing that the insurance industry needs to do is focus on utilizing OCR, which is optical character recognition, the same functionality leveraged by your remarkable tablet or iPad in converting hand-scribbled notes into text. What it does is allows all the paperwork that has been filed in cabinets to become digitally available at the click of a button. This also allows companies to then replace manual processing of claims with machine learning, deep learning, predictive analytics, and big data analytics. It means that you know, not only are you making everything a lot simpler for human personnel, but also enabling resource use in a strategic manner and not deploying people towards tedious tasks that can easily be done by machine and probably with far greater accuracy. Additionally, AI can also be brought in as bots to handle customer queries. You can reroute all of the conversations that have to filter through humans to machines first and then only bring in humans when there's a decision that needs clearance. This allows for claims to get a boost in the rate at which they get paid out, which is obviously more fulfilling for customers, but also for the providers themselves. Insurance companies obviously have no shortage of data. I mean, this is true of the world. Like, there's so much data out there. Part of it is being able to distinguish between disinformation, sourcing of information, looking at how that information can be utilized in a relevant and systematic way that is of benefit to the end outcome that an individual is going after. In the case of insurance, going after large troves of data in a manner that can cater to the expectation curve of the client or the customer, but also as it pertains to the case at hand. Such customization of experience can easily be calibrated for in the training sets themselves, which would allow AI to auto-calculate accurate payouts based on cumulative data insights that can be applied toward expediently resolving a case file. From initial claims routing and claims adjudication to audits of claims handling and fraudulent claims detection, AI is likely to be more adept than a human counterpart at perceiving the underlying patterns and diagnosing the consequence within a pre-approved permissible error margin that is acceptable to corporate. AI not only hastens cycle times for both providers and customers by just being better at processing large amounts of information in real time, it can also employ IoT devices that it can connect to in real time to get the feedback it needs to inform a decision. For instance, it can rely on scopes, robots, drones, scanners, cameras. In the case of automotive industry, telematics, ADAS systems, which is the driver assist mode. And these kinds of devices allows for assessments to occur in contexts, particularly where it previously involved a person having to go out to a site visit or to inspect a potentially hazardous situation. You're just taking the investigator or the rate adjuster out of the equation and utilizing a IoT device in lockstep with AI instead. So there's a human safety element to this as well. AI can also draw from multiple data sources, data repositories, some of which are public domain. So you don't have to be providing all of the training sets to it. You can give it access as necessary to, for instance, geospatial data collected by satellites or consumer surveys, market reports, and independent studies. We see that, like many platforms today, you know, whether it's in fashion, retail, even in some insurance companies are utilizing computer vision systems for examining and appraising the cost of damages, right? Whether it's in regards to repair of a vehicle or looking at a treatment plan, these things can actually be quickly generated by AI.
But this also brings up two questions. Seeing as data is the underlying base of good functioning AI, what happens if we get wrong or biased data? And what will happen to all of the jobs being replaced? So, when it comes to wrong or biased data, in my opinion, this is a very vital question, but also one which I think will even itself out over the course of time, or at least when we have enough data. Yes, data sets can and will be biased. Not because of people being malicious, but rather because people collecting the data are human and humans make errors. However, the more people collect data from several parts of the world, the more biases will even itself out. At least that's what I think and what I hope. This, however, means that this data needs to be readily accessible and, crucially, decentralized. If it is centralized and controlled by one specific company, this is a large risk for malicious misuse. Maybe storing this data on a blockchain might be a good idea for the future, as it then could be accessed by anyone and not tampered with. But this is a topic for a whole other episode. So what about the other question? Will AI replace jobs, and what will happen to these jobs? This is actually a common fear that I've heard quite often, to be honest, and understandably so, because yes, AI will replace several jobs. A perfect example for me is something I always see when I watch one of my favorite movies, which is Office Space, a brilliant movie about mundane office work from the late 90s. In this movie, the main protagonist and his friends and colleagues basically manually change the date format and datasets to prepare for Y2K or the Millennium Bug. An unbelievably mundane time sink of a task. Nowadays, the protagonists and all of his, I think Initech was the name of the company, all of his Initech co-workers on his floor could be replaced by a simple script automation and using a minor AI to automatically generate the dreaded TPS reports without needing a single employee to come in on a Saturday or a Sunday. And this is just one example. It will be interesting to see what sort of jobs AI will have replaced when we look back in about 20 years' time. And yes, there are loads of people saying this will reduce the overall amount of jobs in the market, a fear which I understand. However, I do not believe in it. If you look back in time, workers were scared of automation back in the 1920s, when more and more factories started using industrial machines to produce parts. I mean, even in the 1960s, when running for US president, John F. Kennedy said that automation was the biggest threat to jobs in the US. And now we have jobs that people back then didn't even dream of thinking about. And no, I'm not talking about the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico having a work-life balance commissioner, which to my surprise, they actually have. The common office employee in the 1960s would have never dreamt about companies having an IT division, for example. And now, for several companies, the IT division is one of their largest divisions. One bold prediction I will make for the next 20 years is that I think that in 20 years' time, most companies will have an AI division. A division solely focused on AI, just like IT divisions are focused on IT issues now. And it'll be those people's job to find and evaluate the right datasets and maintain running AI systems. I think there will be more jobs that will be created working alongside of AI than the amount of jobs that it will replace. But, and this is a big but, AI will also make mistakes. I asked Asha what she thought would be the biggest risk of AI, and she said the following.
So what are the biggest threats of AI? AI can either be a big threat through intentional misuse or accidental system failures. Now, whoever is speaking about AI, they're going to divide it into these two categories, misuse risk and accident risk. The former entails leveraging AI for malicious motivations to serve a specific personal nefarious agenda. The latter involves harm being brought about by the AI system itself behaving in an unintended way, where it's just malfunctioning or dysfunctional, which you can watch several examples of in any Hollywood production. So whether it's a horror comedy like Megan or a TV series like Upload, you get a quick glimpse of what AI looks like when it goes wrong. AI is increasingly, unfortunately, being integrated into safety critical systems like in vehicles, industrial equipment, and energy infrastructure. Now, personally, I would never get into an autonomous vehicle. I don't see that as a sign of progress. I feel like it's a sign of losing one's privilege to be able to drive. And, you know, systems can behave in ways that you did not intend them to. For instance, my ADAS system in Yellowstone National Park decided to course correct me nearly off a cliff and I had to recover. So it's hard to rely on the technology without knowing how it arrives at its decision point. But then the problem is that a lot of these AIs are actually built on opacity because their neural net, which is processing in large troves of information, is incredibly complex and it's hidden from our understanding. So, you know, it's processing information through hidden layers and it's connecting dots between data points with subjective morality, unpredictable integrity, and zero humanity. So, we don't know how it got to its end choice. We just know that's the choice it's making. Being able to regain control over rogue contacts with AI is not something that we're going to ever be prepared for. It's going to be a black swan that blindsides us. Thus, it's important for us to be mindful of that incredibly negative outcome and not give AI unfettered rein right now, because we don't really know what the pace of AI and result of it is going to be just yet.
So for insurers, insuring against misuse risk and malfunction risk of AI will become a whole new field of insurance, which in itself is another example of an AI-related field that will create more jobs. It is going to be very interesting to see what AI will bring in the near and medium future. I actually asked people in my LinkedIn cloud whether they've got a more pessimistic or a more optimistic outlook on AI in the workspace for the next 5 years, and so far all of them have responded that they actually see the future of AI as an optimistic one. So, I hope you've liked this episode. Please give us feedback via LinkedIn if you would like to listen to more episodes of this format. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you more in the future.
Das war der Digital Insurance Podcast. Folge uns bei LinkedIn und hinterlasse uns eine Bewertung in deiner Podcast-App. Vielen Dank, dein Jonas.